Radio 690 KTSM presents the second hour of the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for podcasts of this radio show, ephistory.com. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week with great Mexican food. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
It is the second hour of this here radio show. We're going to talk about history in the moment, and it is written and produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance. And her history moment today is about the 1949 centennial of Fort Bliss.
Fort Bliss Centennial. In 1948, El Paso hosted a centennial party and parade to honor Fort Bliss's 100 years of service to the community at San Jacinto Plaza. A special souvenir Fort Bliss Centennial token and book was designed and illustrated by Tom Lee and Carl Herzog to sell at the party and several locations throughout El Paso. The Fort Bliss token design was taken from the special U.S. Post Office Fort Bliss Centennial 3-cent stamp that was issued the same year and designed by the famous engraver and artist Charles Chickering. The centennial token was a triangular shape made of brass, and the relief in the center featured a drawing of one of Fort Bliss's early locations with the Franklin Mountains in the background, a mission, two caballeros, soldiers, and a V-2 rocket blasting off in the center. A unique design to say the least. The Fort Bliss officials began the day's event by having a Civil Air Patrol plane fly around El Paso, tossing out 15,000 flyers just before the parade was to start. Austin High School Band led the parade by playing several patriotic tunes for the crowds lining the streets, followed by the El Paso Riding and Driving Club on horseback in period costume. The ladies were wearing riding gowns with bonnets, men in plug hats, and cutaway jackets. Finally, there were four ladies riding side saddle escorting the stagecoach carrying the honorary pay guards and paymaster with a special strong box full of precious Fort Bliss centennial tokens to sell to those anxiously waiting on San Jacinto Plaza. More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
Dum-dum-dum-dum.
Yeah.
That's good stuff here.
What a party, you know?
Well, yeah. We got more to talk about with Fort Bliss here today.
Oh, yes.
And you're doing this for the History Alliance.
The El Paso History Alliance, which is on Facebook with over 50,000. I know it has to be more than 45,000, which we have listed here, of followers of that page. And if you want to get involved with the History Alliance, call Bertie Sargent at 915-581-7920. He's sitting by the phone right now at the house.
Call today, so you don't forget.
Well, he's mopping the floors and doing the laundry, so he's a good boy.
So, interrupt the laundry.
Yes, I know. And if we've got another great partner we work with here, and that is the El Paso Remember When Facebook page, and that's Barbara Givenbeatty and her team over there that have great photos and archives and stories, and you name it, they've got it on there. So
they got a lot of people working on that.
Oh, I know.
They have another administrator besides Barbara, and that's Margaret D. Smith.
Yes.
And they also have got all kinds of people. Another one is Art Garcia. They got a lot of people working on that. All right, to the task at hand, which is kind of fun, talking about El Paso history, and we're also talking about specifically Fort Bliss. And Fort Bliss has got such a varied things going on over so many centuries. But one of them that has come to light lately is a mural that is been discovered, shall we say. So we're going to talk to some people who really appreciate Fort Bliss history. And they do so. I think one's a volunteer. John Hamilton, are you a volunteer?
I am.
Uh-huh.
I'm a volunteer.
And Vicki Hamilton, the wife, are you a volunteer?
We always volunteer.
Okay. But so you also did work at Fort Bliss for
yes.
a real job. What did you do?
I was the... I started out as a historic architect and ended up as the division chief for the environmental division, which includes all the stuff that can kill you, but also the history and the cultural resources, the archaeology, and the biology.
So you've seen a lot of history of Fort Bliss.
Oh, yes.
And you've uncovered some and put it in a little box in the shelf, right?
I'm not an archaeologist. I'm an architect. So,
but you those programs were under your direction.
Yes. There's a very large archive. When you do archaeology and architecture, when you have artifacts, you are required to keep them in perpetuity. And because they have big stuff at Fort Bliss that goes over the ground and can change the archaeology, They did a lot of boxing of the artifacts, and they maintain, they have an absolutely wonderful curator out there, and they have a wonderful archives. The Smithsonian keeps trying to steal her.
How does somebody get access to that? If they're a scholar doing research, do they just call Fort Bliss or what happens?
They call the public affairs office, and they will get in contact with the archives.
I understand you actually have some Keystone stuff out there. Keystone Heritage Park is some of it. It's such a big, I mean, you're not in that department anymore, but I mean.
No.
But once upon a time, that's what I was told. And so when you say it's a permanent in perpetuity, you got to build a new building every time you go find a new site, almost.
Not necessarily, because they try to be careful about collecting things that are really important.
Got it. Okay.
Instead of every firecracked rock out there.
Well, and you have millions of them out there on the Fort Bliss Range. There's nothing but firecracked rocks out there all over the place.
Well, the folks were moving around and had campfires at night. It gets cold in the desert.
Hundreds of years and thousands of Indians. That's the way that goes.
Yes.
Well, Fort Bliss is
thousands of years.
Yeah. Fort Bliss is an interesting history all by itself, and now it encompasses all of those old ranches and Indian sites and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But, John, you were part of the museum world over there, John Hamilton.
I was.
And tell us what your career was at Fort Bliss. I mean, you were in the regular Army at one point.
I was in the Army. I was never stationed at Fort Bliss. I was on temporary duty a couple of times, but when I retired from the Army, I was the professor of military science at the University of Arkansas. And when I retired, my wife Vicki got all the job offers, and one of them was out here. So we moved here, and I worked in private business for a while, but then I got picked up to be the Air Defense Artillery Command historian. I did that for 5 years, from 2004 to 2009, until they moved to Fort Sill.
And they took too much stuff with them. That's my opinion.
Well, yes, they did take a lot of stuff, but there's still a lot of stuff there.
Okay, but I mean, like the V-2, they took it, right?
Ultimately, they did. The V-2 was, but the V-2 was one of their artifacts.
Yeah, but it was our history.
Well, you could argue that, yes.
Yeah, but isn't that the V-2 that was sitting out on Dyer Street for decades?
Well, listen, I arm wrestled with the Center of Military History for some weeks over trying to keep that thing here, ultimately lost. But they did fund a model that we got that is a 1/6 scale that is in the Fort Bliss Museum, which does show the interior of the rocket, which this V-2 did not.
You ever want to build one of those and fire it off, see what happens?
It was done a number of times up on White Sands.
Yeah, but they had the real originals.
And most of them went north, but one of them went south.
That's another matter.
Another story in itself.
We're right over Kern Place, apparently, and hit a cemetery in Juarez. And
yes.
Going 3,000 miles an hour, it made a noise. Oh, my God.
But that's raised the dead.
That's that history. But so you have been involved in the museum world out there quite a bit.
I have. I was the museum director for 2 years, from 2015 to 2017 when I retired.
Cool. So we got you two volunteers. Vicki, are you part of Fort Bliss at all right now?
No, I'm volunteering in other places.
Okay, so there you have you two guys volunteering and doing stuff. How'd you get involved in this mural business?
The mural, I'll let you talk. The mural was in building 7167.
Which is on the old... the campus of the old William Beaumont Hospital. And it's in a building that's just off Fred Wilson on one particular wall. For a long time, it was covered by a wall to protect it while other things were going on in the building.
Oh, so they knew it enough to protect it back in the day.
It was considered the library, right?
It was the library, but it had stopped being the library. And when I got here, the building was under... deconstruction, I guess, would be the best. They were remodeling it. The windows were out and everything else. And when we walked in and saw the mural there, we asked what they were going to do with it. And we didn't know its history or its background. It was just a fascinating piece of artwork. And so since their plan was to paint it over...
Oh.
with wall paint.
Oh, mm-hmm.
At that point in time, what we did was have them put a false wall in front of it in order to protect it so that it could be, that wall could be removed in the future.
Okay, we have a really good picture of it on Facebook that we found at the Paso County Historical Society. And you guys gave me one, but they had clear colors. Describe this mural. It's an entire wall. You got two or three, a couple of windows in there. It's that wide and that big. What is the mural left to right? Because the radio is difficult.
It is 11 by 26 feet. It takes up the entire wall. there are two windows that are in sort of in the way of the mural. But the mural has, on either side of it, is a sailor and a soldier in combat with full combat equipment. And in the center, there are a group of people that are holding up a map of the United States. And this map shows the whole country, the whole contiguous 48 states at the time, industry, petroleum, farming, cattle ranching, all manner of things. But what's remarkable is the group of people that's holding it up. This is it shows doctors, it shows businessmen, it shows an Oriental man,
coverall workers
selling ties. It shows a farmer. There's an office worker, a woman that's there. There are African Americans in it. There's policemen.
Basic humanity of America.
And what's remarkable is this was painted in 1943 when we were a very much segregated society.
Oh, yeah.
But
and the Army was segregated at that point to some degree. Yeah.
Oh, yes,
very much.
The armed forces were
yep.
at the time.
Yep.
And it was painted by an Austrian expatriate. He was... His life story is it easily could be made into a miniseries for television.
Well, let's take on episode one here. Who was this guy?
His name was Rudolf Charles von Ripper.
Von Ripper.
He
Baron
was an Austrian.
Von Ripper.
Oh, Baron to you.
He was born into the nobility in 1905. His father was a...
In Germany? Where were we?
In Austria.
Austria. Okay.
His father was a general officer. His father was the aide-de-camp to Charles I, who was the last Habsburg emperor of Austria.
And so this guy just happened to be walking down the street of William Boma and said, I'd like to paint a mural on this wall.
Well, it was...
No!
That's
not how that happened.
It took a while to get there.
Okay.
He essentially was a soldier of fortune. His father died when he was 14, and rather than stay home in a comfortable life, he left. He moved around. He was a circus clown. He was
a circus clown.
He worked in a coal mine and at night and during the day he was in art school where he really found his passion. In creating art.
He looks like he knows what he's doing. His things look in proportion, et cetera.
He was 19 when he went to Paris in the 20s, and this was the Roaring Twenties. This was the hedonistic time in Paris. And, of course, at 19, you have a lot of time till you run out, a lot of fun till you run out of money.
Uh-huh.
He moved to Lyon in France and was attracted by the adventure of the Foreign Legion.
Oh, dear.
Became a legionnaire, posted to Tunisia, fought in the Great Syrian Revolt in 1925 and was badly wounded, came back, realized that this was not the life he wanted to do for 5 years.
He could get hurt doing that.
And his commitment was 5 years, so he deserted.
Oh.
Ended up back in Germany, back in the art scene, married the daughter of a playwright, and then started creating art that was that satirized the Nazis who were coming to power. Which
that doesn't sound healthy.
Which got him ultimately arrested by the Gestapo.
I would think so, yeah.
He was badly tortured, which gave him another wound. He was struck on the head and sent to the first concentration camp at Oranienburg. But he managed to get released through maneuvering with the Austrian legation, and they got him out. This was before Austria was part of the Reich.
They just moved the boundaries when they feel like it over there in back in those days. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Went to Paris.
You're German now. No, I'm not. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Wait till tomorrow.
Went back to Paris, painted some more, was attracted. Rather than making fun of the Nazis, he decided he'd rather kill them.
Oh.
So he enlisted in the Republican forces in the Spanish Civil War as an aerial machine gunner on a Soviet bomber, was shot down and badly wounded again. But he managed to be evacuated back to Paris, realized that life wasn't very good in Europe, and immigrated to the United States in 1938. Painted in the United States, illustrated for Vogue, Time magazine, Fortune magazine.
Oh, so he was a hotshot artist. Big time, okay.
Guggenheim.
And part of his art was showed up in 1939 on the cover of Time magazine, where he showed Hitler's Hymn of Hate. And this was when Hitler was going to be the man of the year. There was a great deal of protests in this, and this was the this showed Hitler playing the organ while the bodies of his victims were on a carousel. So he managed to get into a residency program at in upstate New York.
Stop there, because pick it up there, because we take a break here.
Sure.
So he got to residency in New York.
Right.
And you got 3 years to get him to El Paso.
And then, yes, 1941 happens.
Okay, we'll deal with that in a second. We got to do trivia.
Yes,
it's that
we
time
do.
Of day. Are you ready for this?
Yes,
we talked enough about all this stuff.
I think so. We have to cover our trivia questions.
Okay, do it.
Okay, the first question we have is the artist of the mural in the library at the old William Beaumont originally is from what country?
Aha,
we talked that.
They moved the boundaries, but you get the right one, you get a prize.
Well, this was way before Germany had taken its power. The second question is, Von Ripper was of a noble family. What was his title?
And is it Ripper or Ripple?
Ripper. I misspelled on that one.
It was like a bottle of wine
late.
There, Von Ripper.
It was early this morning.
So what
was
that?
It was late last night.
I screwed up the question. Say it again.
Yes. So the Von Ripper was from a noble family. What was his title?
Ah, he's got a title.
He's got a title.
Indeed. What is that? And
If you answer that right, you'll get a $20 coupon to either Amigos or to Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Oh, I got a quick story to tell you about Amigos. I got it figured out.
Ah.
I was down there this week. I had lunch, and I realized you never see Hooky Apodaca, the guy that owns and runs the place. You never see him in the same time and place as Amigo Man. I think Hookie's Amigo Man.
Oh, is that what it
is? It's Amigo's restaurant. There he is. He's Amigo Man. And I think he goes out the back door, and you never see him till the next time. That's who he is. Anyway, down there, it's a 2000 Montana great place. So, okay.
Okay.
Enough of that. So we take a break here and do this?
Call us at 544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, one block east of Cotton. Amigos Restaurant is the green building with free parking. Amigos serves breakfast and lunch 7 days a week and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Great Mexican food, steaks, chicken, and salads with draft beer and margaritas by the pitcher at Amigos Full Bar. Amigos has private dining rooms for parties and meetings. Get ready, get hungry, we're cooking at Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, 533-0155. Amigos.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Get ready for the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes, the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change during Super Bowl 54 pays out $50,000. That's right, touchdowns, field goals, safeties, even extra points. We'll draw one lucky winner from the corresponding square to win $50,000. It could be you! Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune in February 2nd to see if you win. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. here again. El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We got three phone lines. We filled them up. We got Rick, Renee, and Bill, and we'll see how far we get with all of that. But I want to tell you who's coming in next week. Next week, we've got, you're not going to be here next week.
No.
You're going to take off and go wander Texas a little bit, aren't you?
No.
No, you're not?
I'm going to be here somewhere.
You're going to be doing things, but you're not going to be on the radio.
That's right.
But so we have in here Rick Kern going to come in, and one of his old buddies from history is Patty Tiscarino.
Yes.
She's going
to
be
I'd like to be here for that.
Well, you can call in if you like.
I can listen.
You can listen. But anyway, Patty's going to be our guest, executive director of the Rio Grande Cancer, Cancer Foundation, and she's a lifelong El Pasoan. She's done music. She was the PT, part of the PT and the Cruisers, and she's been around a bit looking at neat stuff. That'll be on the 18th, January 25. Bernie is coming back.
Bernie.
The Bernie, as in Sergeant. More El Paso history, and he's got a couple of different stories to bring with you, and we'll talk about that when we get there. All right, shall we deal with this trivia situation here?
Yes, we shall.
Shelly's eating crackers in there. Should I talk about you eating crackers? No, don't even talk about her eating crackers.
She's crackers.
She's crackers. Okay, shall we go to Rick?
Yes.
Rick is on the radio. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, Rick. Okay, the artist of the mural in the library at the old William Beaumont is originally from what country?
Austria.
Aha!
They moved the goalpost, but it was still Austria.
Yeah, it was. they hadn't moved the ball yet. So.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so did you want a coupon to Amigos, or did you want the Mission Del Rey coupon?
I'll take the Amigos.
Amigos!
And go down there and look at him. That's hooky.
Ask him if he's the Amigo man.
Walk in and say, are you Amigo man?
And he's going to go, what?
His answer should be yes. But anyway.
Yeah.
Have you ever been there before? I'm sorry, Rick, go ahead.
Yes, I'll check it out for you and see if he's a Miggle man.
Fair enough. All right, hold on. Shelly, tell you how to pick up your prize, and we'll now go to Renee on line three. Good morning, Renee.
Good morning, Renee.
Good morning.
Okay, the question was, Von Ripper was from a noble family. What was his title?
He was a baron.
Baron!
And he wasn't the Red Baron, right?
No, he got shot down. What happened here?
What did you do?
I didn't, Shelly, what did we do over here? That was online. Oh, Renee, call back, obviously. Renee, call back.
He had it right, so Renee, you call back.
Renee calls back. I didn't touch anything in here.
Renee had the correct answer.
Let's ring in there. Maybe that's him. We'll see about that. All right. I don't know about that. I'm going to move on to something else known as Bill. Bill, good morning. You didn't have trivia, but you had a question, right? Where's Bill? Sergio.
I was going to school at Fort Bliss. They gave us a history of the V-1 and the V-2 rockets.
What about it?
The V-1 rocket was the one that devastated England so badly.
Well, the V-1 was a launched airplane, basically, with a ramjet. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yes.
They had no guidance systems.
They just pointed it toward.
They had a range of about 150 miles, and you just kind of pointed them.
Right.
You
tapped on the front of the missile and said, "England's over this way. Go there." And
you kind of tilted them a little bit, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Weren't they sighting in the V-2s with surveyor equipment?
The V-2s had a guidance system. The V-2s.
Oh, did they?
It was not so great. It would put you in generally the right place, like as in London.
Okay.
close.
Yeah.
That's all they wanted. They were terrorists.
And it was a ballistic missile. You go up into the upper atmosphere, outside the atmosphere, and it turns and comes down.
Real fast.
That's what it does. Yes.
Right.
But they used a lot more of the V-1s against England, and they were kind of like those Scud missiles, you know?
Well, these are the ones that would fly like an airplane, and the aviation guys defending England would go fly their plane up next to them and flip them over, have their wing flip that guy's wing, right?
They would have to take the guns, everything off of a pursuit plane to get it to go fast enough to catch up to the V-1, and then, yes, if you tip the wing, you could throw it off course.
You'd go 400 miles an hour, those things, weren't they?
Oh, yeah, more than that.
Well, there you go, Bill. We got that all stirred up. Anything else on it?
Thanks for calling.
You,
much.
You take your easy. Shelly, who's on three? What happened on three? Something happened on three. Well, Linda, you got you on the radio. What's up?
Hey, I was going to answer a question.
Oh, do you have a question?
No, you guys had questions.
Oh, well, so let's make one up. Okay, I tell you what. Linda, you make one up. We're talking about the Von
Ripper. We have both questions answered, so.
Yeah, our questions are done, but we got more coupons. So if you make up a good question, we like it, we'll give you a coupon.
What's the big field outside of Fort Bliss? What was it used for?
Oh, my. The big
field? Off of 54?
Yeah.
The one that's now a drainage
ditch? Oh, I know what that one was.
Did it have horses involved?
Uh-huh.
And they didn't play golf.
No, they weren't playing golf. It was Polo. Marco
Pollo.
Polo.
They played Pollo.
There you go. Okay, you get a prize. What do you want? How about Mission Del Rey coupon? How's that set, will you?
That sounds good.
Okay, you need that. And let me tell you why. You walk in there with a $20 coupon, you're going to be very happy. That is a wonderful place to go buy stuff. Line three here, it definitely gets a coupon, Shelly, for Mission Del Rey. Thank you for playing. Hold on, Linda.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You hold on. So, hey, that's a cool place out there. And I can't wait to see what they're going to do. Hey, can we think we could talk them into a roller coaster inside the store?
Well, they're already panning for gold. You might hit the water. Gold
have
everywhere.
Have you seen the space they're taking? It's humongous.
No, I haven't. I've been sick. I didn't get out the doors.
Mission Del Rey, Pelicano, and Lee Trevino. The address is technically on Lee Trevino.
That's right.
But that doesn't count. Have you been out there, John?
No.
Go out there and take a look at it. It's a little alleyway that legally puts them on that end of the property on Lee Trevino. So they all claim that as the address. That's not the easy way to get there. You go all the way to Pelicano and then enter Pelicano. Mm. And otherwise, they had the other address.
So. I'm writing this down because it sounds like a great place.
Oh, it is a neat store. You guys will like
Mission
it.
Del Rey.
They're neat people.
He took all the old Dusty Henson stuff, and he dusted it off. Okay, whatever. And then he sells that, but then he's added to it all this other Indian Indian craft stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about the Indians all over the Southwest.
Well, Navajo, the Hopi, the
Tahumada was how he got in business.
Yeah, they lived with the Tahumadas down in the Copper Canyon for many years.
And they had a Mission Del Rey. So they moved that all up here. All right, so Vicki Hamilton is going to go there. All right, enough of this. What else we got to do here? Shelley, you got more phone calls for us? We're done. Should we take a break?
I think we should take a break.
Sir, you want a break? Let's take a break. 3, 2, 1, break.
Break. Maybe.
Break.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to youtube.com/ElPasoHistoryTV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Happy New Year! Woohoo! It's 2020, and I've got a New Year's resolution solution. Scott Lehman here from El Paso Auto Center, and I resolve to help you get a nicer, newer car. We're celebrating 2020 by giving you up to $2,000 more than your old car is worth, and with only $20 down. If your old ride is spewing pollution, drop it like a bad habit and leave last year behind. Make a resolution that's easy to keep, because my New Year's credit solution is guaranteed to get you approved and driving a nicer, newer car faster than you could say ElPasoAutoCenter.com. Even if your credit had a bad year. So stop the commotion and get in motion for just $20 down. That's right, just $20 to start 2020. Last year is done and the new year's begun. Let us make 2020 your best year ever. Come see me on Gateway East, just west of Lee Trevino, or call our resolution hotline at 519-1100. Or see all the cars at ElPasoAutoCenter.com. That's ElPasoAutoCenter.com. I'm Scott Lehman, and I'm a dealer for the people. Woo!
Requires bank approval, $16 for 1,000 borrow, 4.9% for 72 months. Negative equity may be refinanced.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 200 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text SCHOOL to 35517. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 88% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, text SCHOOL to 35517. That's SCHOOL to 35517.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem? Or could my kids still go to college?
Man, that is really scary. Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. When I got life insurance for my family last year, they saved me 41% versus any other company I looked at.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. Health IQ starts by shopping everyone with the top 30 life insurance carriers to make sure they can get the lowest retail rate. Then they apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%. I literally got $1 million in coverage for my family for just $36 a month.
Just $36 a month?
Yep. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy.
To save that much money, I'm going to call them right now. What's that link again? Healthiq.com/easy?
Yep. Healthiq.com/easy.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, by Monterey Asset Management, by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563, and by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for This Week Only in El Paso, Inc.?
Yes, I am, since I get it over here.
Okay, what's your line?
Why UTEP economists say El Paso's economic growth faces a bumpy road in 2020.
Also in the Inc., the team behind several popular El Paso nightlife spots have scooped up three properties near downtown, including a former bar near the ballpark.
Do tax breaks work? New studies challenge the need for state and local tax incentives.
And then what happened? I lost my place. Oh, what do you need to know about El Paso's upcoming Chamber Music Festival, one of the area's top annual events?
El Paso Inc. is available for home and business delivery. To order your copy, go to El Paso Inc., go online to elpasoinc.com.
Sunday night on ABC 7 Extra, host Saul Signs talks about the red flag laws discussed this week in meetings with Texas Governor Greg Abbott and how that could affect the borderland.
That's ABC 7 Extra, Sunday night at 10:35 p.m. only on ABC 7 Extra.
The Hamiltons are still here.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about the history of America.
And he's wearing his wig.
No, we're not. The Fort Bliss Hamiltons.
He's wearing his powdered wig.
Pick up Von Ripper. He was in New York.
1941. By this time, he is a naturalized citizen. He is painting. He's having a great time. And Pearl Harbor happens. So he volunteers for service in the United States Army. The doctors reject him. He's got all this shrapnel in him. He's been wounded three times. He's in bad shape. He's 38 years old.
I was wondering about that. Yeah.
And so they said, no, go home. So he goes back and gets his draft notice. He's drafted.
He got drafted?
So he shows up.
They were getting desperate. Yeah.
So he shows up. He gets his physical again. This time the doctor says, I'll let you in the Army if you're so anxious to fight, but I'm going to put you on limited duty and you'll never leave the United States. So he is posted to Fort Bliss, to William Beaumont Army Medical Center, to be trained as a laboratory technician, which he found childish because of his experiences elsewhere. But at the same time, the Army comes up with something called the Army Artist Corps, and these are a corps of artists. These are going to be some of them are civilians, some of them are military, and they send them all over the world to all the different theaters to paint and to record the war in art. He gets sent back to Tunisia, where he paints for a while. He sketches. He's sending all of these things back. And then the Congress looks at the program and says, we're not going to pay money to have all these artists running around doing all this stuff. We've got photographers that can do that. And they eliminate the Artist Corps. So Von Ripper is outraged. He asks to either be discharged or to be allowed to become a combat soldier, whereupon the Army, in its inimitable fashion, said, wow, you speak German, you speak French. They sent him to the 34th Infantry Division as an intelligence sergeant. But he's not satisfied just to interrogate prisoners of war. He leads patrols. And the 34th moves on to Italy and is fighting up the boot of Italy. And he's leading patrols where he gets wounded again, twice.
Is there anything left of this guy?
Evidently, yes. Because as he's fighting, he's also painting, he's drawing, he's sketching, sending all of this stuff back to the Department of the Army. And the Office of Strategic Services then gets wind of what he's doing and picks him up and sends him into Rome ahead of the invasion. And he sneaks around Rome posing as a priest even to the point of getting in to see an Austrian officer who's in the Wehrmacht on General Kesselring's staff, who tells him, you know, you really need to get out of here, and I'm not going to turn you in. So he manages to get out. The OSS trains him. He's 39 now. They train him in communications, demolitions, send him through parachute school and drop him into
parachute school at this point?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Drop him into Yugoslavia up against the Austrian border. His intent, the mission, was to try to get a resistance organization going in Austria against the Germans, against the Nazis. He manages to get out of one scrape, is dropped in one more time, and he was warned, you know, you're not going to find a whole lot of able-bodied Austrian men because they're all in the Wehrmacht. They're all in the German army, and they're fighting the Russians. So the Germans, in a sweep through a railroad station, pick him up as an able-bodied Austrian.
Oh, dear.
And the Gestapo gets him again.
Oh, jeez.
And this time he's got his suicide pill in his mouth when he's being interrogated, and he said, I'm not going through this again with the Gestapo. But the Gestapo officer is trying to get guidance from Berlin. He can't get through because all of the telephone lines have been bombed out. This is March, April 1945.
Oh, yes.
and his wife contacts the Gestapo officer and says, hey, I've got a roast in the oven here. You need to get home. And so he takes another look at his papers and says, all right, get out of here. He survives the war. After the war, he ends up back in America for a while. He marries, meets and marries the love of his life, Evelyn Avi Leach, who is an heiress from San Francisco. They go back to back to Mallorca and buy a home and live in Mallorca, and he does art and he does different shows. But at the same time, he's still working for the CIA.
Oh, dear.
Because the CIA is the descendant of the OSS from World War II. There's some speculation as to what happens to him,
it said he died mysteriously.
Yes, but it's pretty much evident that he'd lived a very hard life. He had all these wounds. He had two Silver Stars, two Purple Hearts. He was commissioned as a captain in the Army at the end of World War II.
But he had a lot of holes in him.
And he was pretty beat up. Man. So at 56, he passed away in Mallorca from a heart attack.
So in Mallorca, then they figure if he was still involved with the CIA, that was the beginning of the Cold War. So
Oh, yes. And he was what better person to collect for the CIA than someone who's an artist who knew he was traveling around to shows and circulating through these
and with his
circles.
Reputation, he would have been the bon vivant of the art world at that time.
You would
too.
Think so, yes.
Yes.
I think your key in that marriage was the word heiress.
Yes.
She bought the house. In
That's
New York.
What I mean, yeah. Like, what do we do now? I don't know. I got some money. Let's go spend it.
So we have this mural. It is one of two surviving murals from the World War II time period.
Where's the other one?
The other one is in the Fort Bliss Museum. And it was drawn by a special services artist in one of the service clubs.
Did you have to take a wall out to do that? Or
It was painted on Masonite, so it's this very thin stuff. So, yes, they were able to pry it off the wall in the old service club and move it into the museum.
There was one that he auctioned off just before he left that was auctioned for like $500 to one of the military women's club here in El Paso. And I wonder whatever happened to that one.
Don't know.
But this is the only Von Ripper mural was ever done. His other drawings were actual drawings. One of the reasons he was drawing at his war art was at the same time Tom Lee was in the Pacific. But Tom Lee's stuff was public because he was working for Life magazine.
Right, big time.
And Von Ripper's stuff is all still sitting in the Army archives at Fort Belvoir. Because he sent it back there, and the Army owns it, and he'd probably be rolling over in his grave, as John says, because it's in the same archives with the things that we brought back from the Nazi regime.
Oh, my gosh.
So his art is in the same archives with Hitler's stuff.
Well, is the rest of his art just as good as this mural?
It's not as big, but it's just as interesting.
But, I mean,
yes.
He's a good artist.
Yes, he was a well-known artist. Branching out in Mallorca, they were still trying to support themselves, and one of the reasons he got caught in the end is he and his wife were bringing jewels back from the Far East because he and a guy named Salvador Dali were starting to make some fairly interesting jewelry at the time.
Interesting history there. And
very big unknown Salvador Dali.
Yeah. So, well, the other list of his buddies is, you know, it's just as impressive.
Yeah.
So
I'm
think we were talking during the break that there was one idea to just take digital pictures of this, put the digital pictures on display, and then destroy the wall. Where are we now on this concept?
In March, that was the proposal. Fort Bliss was proposing to take digital pictures and put them on the digi wall.
Right.
And then demolish the building. The building has off and on been a candidate for demolition, more because they felt it was excess, but every time they were about to demolish it in the last 25 years at least, somebody else would move in and use it. And by July, Fort Bliss had agreed, had came and said that, no, the digitization was just recordation, that they were still considering two alternatives. This is an area that they're going to lease to the city of El Paso. And if the city of El Paso finds a use for the building and wants to reuse the building, then that it would be preserved in place. If not, it'll be moved.
The whole wall?
Yes. And there is a study out there that you can find on the web that evidently Fort Bliss commissioned that basically describes how the wall can be moved. And the structural guys who've done it, we've talked to them, and they're folks in El Paso that worked on this. It's not that hard.
They take the entire wall inside to outside?
Inside to outside. It's easier. At one time, they had a very, very expensive proposal, $1 million, where they were going to saw the wall in half to make it lighter, take it to Florida, fix it, and bring it back. and
really?
A little overdone. But they have had at least three other proposals. One person said that she felt it was too fragile and it should stay in the building, and so she only gave a proposal for that. But there are other people that have given them one-tenth the cost to restore it and move it, move it and restore it.
Can people go see it now?
No.
No, it's closed
off.
So it's
not on display.
No. The building is closed and locked, and they're monitoring it very carefully.
So as you drive down Fred Wilson, is this one of those weird buildings that you look over in Fort Bliss and say, I wonder why that's still there? Is it one of those buildings?
Could be. It's the first building as you turn to go into Fort Bliss if you're approaching William Bohut Hospital from downhill.
Okay, so it's on the main campus of the hospital.
It's still on the main piece of land, but Fort Bliss has already leased a portion of that land to El Paso Independent School District to build I think it's a junior high.
Oh.
And then this portion of the land they're proposing to lease to the city, and for the city to put recreational playing fields. And then down at the corner of Dyer and Fred Wilson, they are going to build a fire. They want to build a firehouse.
Okay.
So that's the current proposals of what the city is proposing to do it.
What building is it in?
7167.
7167.
That's an address as well on whatever road that is.
Yeah. As you turn in, it's the building on the left-hand side. It's a stucco building, but it's a very plain building. Looks like could have been a World War II building.
Yeah. I'm going to take a break here, come back and wrap this up. It's an interesting concept, and we'll re-explain what this is after the break here. So take a look at us on Facebook. Did we show up there yet?
We've got the first hour's guests up. I've got to get their picture now. So.
Oh, we got to shoot these people.
We got to shoot
plain
them.
And simple. 544-5876
or 544-KTSM.
Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, one block east of Cotton. Amigos Restaurant is the green building with free parking. Amigos serves breakfast and lunch 7 days a week and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Great Mexican food, steaks, chicken, and salads with draft beer and margaritas by the pitcher at Amigos Full Bar. Amigos has private dining rooms for parties and meetings. Get ready, get hungry. We're cooking at Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, 533-0155. Amigos.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Root Insurance could save you up to 52% on your car insurance. Here's how it works. Root uses an app to base rates primarily on how you drive. Since we don't insure bad drivers, you don't have to pay for their accidents. We designed car insurance entirely around your smartphone. Just download the Root app and drive around for a few weeks. The app measures your driving behavior, so good drivers could get the rate they deserve. And with Root, you have everything you need, right at your fingertips, from your policy to claims to repairs. Root proves that big coverage can come in a small package with an even smaller price tag. So download the app. If you're a good driver, you could save up to 52% on your car insurance. And that leaves you extra money to buy something you really want. Not available in all states. Savings based on national reviews reported by actual customers. Form 1. We reserve the right to refuse to quote any individual or premium rate for the insurance advertised herein. Download the Root app today. That's R-O-O-T.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem? Or could my kids still go to college?
Now, that is really scary. You should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. When I got life insurance for my family last year, they saved me 41% versus any other company I looked at.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. Health IQ starts by shopping everyone with the top 30 life insurance carriers to make sure they can get the lowest retail rate. Then they apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%. I literally got $1 million in coverage for my family for just $36 a month.
Just $36 a month?
Yep. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy.
To save that much money, I'm going to call them right now. What's that link again? Healthiq.com/easy?
Yep. HealthIQ.com/easy.
If you haven't quoted Allstate lately, it's the perfect time. Now Allstate has new lower auto rates. You can get the same high-quality coverage and hands-on expertise now at new lower rates. Call a local Allstate agent and get a quote now.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by EPHistory.com, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, by Monterey Asset Management, by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Melissa, what are you in charge of over there?
Everything.
Oh, you got the picture going?
The world.
You got the picture going up on the wall there?
I'm working on it.
All right, just a real quick note that we do have some friends at the El Paso Archaeological Society. They've been around since 1922. It's a nonprofit. Get a hold of them. They are at epas.com. Go into their membership thing. You want to learn some stuff, that's a crowd that actually knows stuff. So do you have an announcement left, or are you done?
Yes, I do.
What
I'm talking
got?
To space cadets.
Okay.
You know, we had the people from the New Mexico Museum of Space History out here. Just a reminder, you need to take the kids, young and old, out to the museum out there. It's a great place to go. They've got great exhibits. And so just head on out there. It's out in Alamogordo. They have a great website to go visit. And I just wanted to mention it again. The website's nmspacemuseum.org.
You know, if you go at the right weekend, they shoot rockets off of their little parking lot
up there. Rockets. Scientists.
Oh, yeah, well, that's what they do. All right, John Hamilton's here, Vicky's here, and you may or may not make it to Pepe's. We'll find out when we get there, if you're there. And if you're not there, then you didn't make it. But otherwise,
that's a good job.
Thank you for coming in today. And why were you two so interested in this mural? What about it? I mean, is it unusual for Fort Bliss to have one, or Vicky, what?
Well, what I find compelling is his depiction of the American people.
Von Ripper's depiction
of the American people. And this was something that he painted when he was doing other things. He was also the editor of the newspaper, so they had some of his anti-Nazi cartoons in the
Beaumont Weekly News.
Beaumont Weekly News.
He was the art editor.
And so it was during this time, but what I found compelling was this, what it depicts of the American people. And there was somebody in the 1950s who basically was saying it depicted all of the American people, even women.
Even women.
Yeah. And
about dang time.
It was so far ahead of its time in the depiction of the American people. And I think that that's kind of an El Paso thing, too, that we are a lot of different people that have come together. And, you know, as this mural depicts the American people holding up the country, we, you know, the El Paso people hold up El Paso.
And you can see a picture of this on Facebook, El Paso History Radio Show on Facebook. We have a pretty good-looking picture there from the El Paso County Historical Society. And, John, you said there's going to be a rundown on this in Password.
I have an article that will come out in the next issue of Password that will cover Captain Von Ripper's life.
Escapades.
In detail.
Oh, he's a movie in the making. I want to tell you.
Oh, yeah. John Hamilton, thanks for coming in, bringing Vicky. Vicky, thank you for bringing John, et cetera. And good luck with the mural. We'll keep in touch and see how that turns out. In the meantime, Melissa, we'll see you in 2 weeks.
We'll see you
Come
in 2 weeks.
Come back, hang out, and then don't forget Mission Del Rey. They're expanding their location out there. That is going to be something to behold. And then there's Amigo Man. Go down there and see Hookie. I think he's Amigo Man. Go look at him. They're never in the same room at the same time. You watch out for that. I'm going to Pepe's, though, today. See y'all next week. Control Room, thank you. Hasta la vista.
Adios.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show, ephistory.com. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week with great Mexican food. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM El Paso.
KTSM AM El Paso is News Radio 690.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that advanced your career skills and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? Find out more. Text PROUD to 79645. Start on the path to earning your MBA or Business Analytics Master's degree online from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the graduate programs from the top-ranked W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University, offered 100% online. Text PROUD to 79645. That's PROUD to 79645.
NBC News Radio, I'm John Jeffries. The president of Iran.